Crawford.
Meanwhile, Obama is pushing for a new flying mission for the Air Force's fighter wing in Springfield to ensure it remains in the capital of his home state. Obama says the expertise and capabilities of the 183rd Fighter Wing are critical to the security of Illinois and the nation. He teamed up with fellow U.S. Senator Dick Durbin to write a letter to the chief of the National Guard Bureau urging him to discuss the issue with the Air Force. Durbin and Obama also noted the Air Force recently gave an airlift wing in Ohio a new mission so it could stay where it is. The chancellor of the largest college campus in Illinois isn't keen on the idea of lowering the drinking age. Supporters of the idea include more than 100 presidents and chancellors at universities including Ohio State and Duke. They say letting states lower the minimum drinking age from 21 to 18 would help colleges teach more responsible drinking. But U of I Urbana campus chancellor Richard Herman wonders if the opposite would happen.
They can see what happens if they change the drinking age to 18 and see what happens behaviorally. Will there be more or less drinking? Will there be more DUIs? I suspect yes. Will there be perhaps more injuries? I don't think that's what I want to encourage.
Herman remembers that a recent unofficial St. Patrick's Day celebration led to a student's traffic death, and he doesn't think allowing more students to drink legally would be productive. Would-be successors to retiring Illinois Senate President Emil Jones are boldly claiming their leadership qualities today. At the same time, many of them are tiptoeing around pointing fingers of blame for legislative gridlock in Springfield. But they all agree that the new leader must reconcile with House Speaker Michael Madigan and move carefully when aligning with his nemesis, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Democratic Senator Don Harmon of Oak Park says it's time the Senate governs. He says lawmakers need to focus and put what he calls personality disputes behind. Jones announced yesterday that he won't seek re-election to the Illinois General Assembly, where he served for 35 years. Indiana officials have agreed to pay up to $8.5 million to settle a long-running dispute over thousands of state workers who for years were paid the same amount as cohorts who worked fewer hours. The tentative agreement could cover an estimated 15,000 state employees who worked 40-hour weeks over two decades yet received the same pay as those who worked just 37.5 hours a week. The class action lawsuit filed 15 years ago had been scheduled to go on trial starting today, but a tentative agreement that was issued yesterday in Marion Superior Court in Indianapolis. It caps the amount that the state will pay to settle the claims. In exchange, the plaintiffs have agreed to drop all further claims. The Will County Sheriff is going to spend a week in his own jail. Mark Curran isn't saying why he wants to be locked up, only that it was his decision to do so and not anyone else's. In a news release, the sheriff's office says Curran would talk tomorrow about why he decided to spend a week in the slammer. And department spokesman Sergeant Christopher Thompson says he's been ordered not to give so much of a hint as to why the sheriff decided to impose what the press release describes as a one-week self-imposed sentence. Curran plans a news conference tomorrow morning, then immediately we'll go through the booking process. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILO programs are made possible by the University of Illinois School of Music, presenting the Allerton Music Barn Festival, August 29th through September 1st at Allerton Park. More information is at www.allertonmusicbarn.com.
Well, we have temperatures moving down from highs in the low to mid-80s, the same kinds of highs that we've seen for the first part of this week and all the way through last weekend, latter part of last week, with temperatures topping out again in the mid-80s and dry humidity conditions. So very comfortable weather, very summer, very comfortable for summer, actually. We're used to a lot more humidity. At the top of the hour, it was only 82 degrees in Champaign-Urbana at Willard Airport. On Friends Plaza right now, it's 83 degrees. And the dew point is still a comfortable 57. We have 80s and some upper 70s throughout the two-state area, upper 70s in DeKalb and Freeport. Danville has a scattered overcast sky or scattered clouds in this otherwise sunny sky and 84 degrees. It's 82 down in Harrisburg, 84 in Joliet, Kankakee, 86 degrees, and 82 degrees down in Mattoon. Our forecast calls for temperatures to stay sort of stable for the next couple of days, with highs again in the mid-80s and up to maybe the upper 80s by Friday, but the humidity will also start to build in as a slight upper-level disturbance over northern Texas will track to the northeast and bring a chance of showers and thunderstorms, in some cases some needed precipitation to the region by Thursday night into Friday. Ed Kieser's forecast for tonight, though, calls for a clear sky, a low of 63 in town, 57 in nearby rural locations, east winds at under 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 86, winds from the east to southeast at 3 to 8. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, the low 64. Sunny and 86 for Thursday. Clouds, though, with a slight chance of a passing shower after midnight Thursday night into Friday, and a low of 67. Friday, more humid, clouds, and a chance of a few passing showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 87. Right now, 83 degrees in Urbana at 25 minutes to 6.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Last October, we reported the story of an American raid in the Iraqi village of Jisani. U.S. soldiers were searching for suspected insurgents. When the raid was over, 26 people in the village had been killed, including two women. The Americans called them criminals. The villagers said a deadly mistake had been made. Now, the Iraqi government is calling those who were killed martyrs, and they're requesting compensation and a